Okay. We've been discussing the Braisa on Daf Samach Amid Aleph. The Braisa says, Liba v'lipsa ruach, and yesh b'libuya k'rema labosa chayim v'lam potter. If a person is malaba of fire together with the ruach, so then it's all a function of whether there's koach within his maisa libuy to be malaba the fire. If there's koach within him to be malaba the fire, then he's going to be chayim. Tosus explains, let's go with Tosus, not the Rashba. Tosus explains that there isn't koach in the ruach to be malaba by itself. Because if there would be koach in the ruach, so then the meniach es ha'etzim would be chayim. So the Braisa says it's all a function of whether the gavra who's going to be malaba the fire together with the ruach is your koach and his libui to be malaba, so then he's chayim. If not, he's potter. That's the Braisa. So the Gemara asks, amai lehevi kezorah v'ruach misayatam. Why should he be potter? If there isn't koach in the gavra to be malaba the fire, so why should he be potter? Why should it matter that the malaba has to be mitzdarif to the ruach? We have a precedent for this in Hilchos Shabbos. That zorah v'ruach misayato is chayiv. It comes to melechas zorah. Someone throws up something to the wind, and he and the wind, his throwing, his ma'is zrika, and the wind are going to separate the psolas from the ocha. So we say he is chayiv. So if by Shabbos he should be chayiv, even though his koach is mitzdarif with the koach of the ruach, so by nizokin as well, the koach of the malaba is mitzdarif with the koach of the ruach, so then he should be chayiv, he should taka be chayiv. So the Gemara has four different answers to this question. So let's deal with them one by one. Abaye gives the first answer. Omer Abaye, hachav ma'askinen gon sheliba mitzarecha v'lipsa ruach mitzar achim. Abaye says, what are we talking about? Liba mitzarecha v'lipsa ruach mitzar achim. The gavra is melabe mitzarechar, and the ruach is melabe from a different direction. So that's the only reason why he's potter. Meaning, Abaye is basically saying, there's no chilik between Shabbos and Nezek. The reality is that even if ze eino yochel v'ze eino yochel by nezakin, he'd be chayif. Right? Even if ze eino yochel v'ze eino yochel, in the koach of the malaba, there's not enough koach to be malaba the fire. In the koach of the ruach, there isn't enough koach either. But together, they can be malaba the fire. So then he's going to be chayif for that, just like by Zorah. Nezakin and Zriah, Lecha Shabbos and Mamish the same. So why over here is he potter in the Braisa? It's a very strange case, Abaye says. It's very strange. It's that he's melaba mitzar echad, and the ruach comes in his melaba mitzar acher. The ruach's koach is from a different direction. So what? So it says Rashi, mitzar acher, the lo ahani ihu. The ruach comes in his melaba mitzar acher, so the lo ahani ihu, his libui didn't accomplish anything. His libui didn't accomplish anything. If the ruach's libui was mitzad acher and the koch of the malab is not enough to be malaba the fire, so it turns out that he didn't accomplish anything with his maisa libui. It's in gans in the ruach. If the ruach and the malab are working in the same direction, so then he is helping. He's a part of the process. So if he's a part of the process, then he can be chayiv. But Zogda Abaye, he's not part of the process. He's being malaba the fire, but his libu didn't accomplish anything because the ruach is malaba mitzad acher, and apparently we see that it's the koch of the ruach that really accomplished something. So the lo ahani iu, he didn't accomplish anything. That's why he's going to be put. That's how Rashi understands. Abaye is saying basically the reason why the malaba is put there is because he's not accomplishing anything. He's not mitzarif to the ruach. There's no koch to be mitzarif to the ruach. Tosis explains differently. What does Tosfos say in the middle of the Dibur Maaseh Libah, in the middle of this Tosfos, right? Porich says Tosfos, the last one in line is Potter. Porich amai Potter lehevi kesheosa libui al yedei siyua haruach kilu asoa b'fnei atzmo. Kamo leinin Shabbos dechoshev zorah v'ruach misayato kaosa b'fnei atzmo. Gemara says, why does it matter that ain koch b'malaba to be malaba the fire by itself? It should be the same as zorah v'ruach misayato. Shani Abaye. Not that the malab is not accomplishing anything, right? His koach really is mitzdarif with the koach of the ruach. His koach really is mitzdarif with the koach of the ruach. But since normally when the ruach is malab mitzad acher, it's not going to be mitzarev. Normally, the ruach doesn't have a koach to be mitzayeh with the libay of the malabe. If it's malabe mitzaracher, so even though it happened to turn out that there was a tziruf hakochos in this case, it's not that he did nothing. He really did do something, but because it's an unexpected result, because normally when the ruach is taka malabe mitzaracher, it's not mitzarev for the koach adam. So even though in this context it was mitzarev for the koach adam, the adam is not going to be chayav. That's Tosis Pshat. Now, it's not that the Malabah didn't accomplish anything. He did. He and the Ruach are really working in tandem. They're working together. But because the way that the Ruach was Malabah the fire, it's not normal for it to be Mitzdayah for the Koach of the Adam, so therefore he's going to be Potter. What is Tosis saying? That there really was a Tzirif HaKochos, but it's not viewed as a Pshia on the part of the person. It's not a Pshia. It's not a Pshia because the Koach of the Ruach is not really working, shouldn't be working together with the Adam, because the Ruach was only Malabah Mitzaracher. So even though the reality is they were Mitzarev together, but it's not a Pshia on the part of the Adam. Lo havale lasuke adaite. It's like the old Yisod, that if the person is not Poshea Bishmiraso, so then he's not going to be Chayiv. And that's what happened over here as well, according to Tosfos. Why did Tosfos want to learn like Rashi? They say Poshet. Is Tosfos Pshat really the Poshet Pshat in the Gemara? Malaba is Malaba Mitzarecha. The Ruach comes and is Malaba Mitzarecha. It sounds like they're working in different directions. So the Pashup Shah is like Rashi, that the Adam didn't accomplish anything by himself because the Ruach is exerting a koch in a different direction. Why did Tosfos want to learn like Rashi? Chora, the answer is that Rashi's Pshat is too Pashut. If that's really the Pshat, so then what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? But you're trying to be Mechadish to me that if the Malaba didn't accomplish anything because the Ruach, he didn't have enough koch by himself to accomplish, and the Ruach had an independent force, mitzad aches. So really, there's no tziruf hakochos. So that's why the Adam is going to be potter. Of course, it's going to be potter. There was no tziruf. Tosfos feels compelled to explain that there was a tziruf hakochos over here. If not, what's the chiddush bechlal? There had to have been a tziruf hakochos, but for some other reason, the Adam is not going to be chayiv. He's not going to be chayiv because lo havel lasuke adaita. It's not a pshia mitzido. Koach of the Ruach is coming mitzaraches, and most circumstances is not going to be mitzarech with the Adam. So the Adam is not mechuyev to be choshesh that the Koach of the Ruach is not going to be mitzarech with him. But Tosfos felt that he couldn't give Rashi's pshat, because Rashi's pshat is too poshut. It turns out, according to Rashi, the Brayis is not really saying anything at all. And then Tosfos adds another pshat, also along the lines of the Ri. Similar idea, that there's really a chiddush in the Brayis, because there is some kind of a tziruf hakochos. There is a tziruf hakochos, but nevertheless, the person is going to be potter. Why? Vod yesh lefareish, kigon sheliba mitzad echad, shein belibuyo labos kol amadura. V'lo baruach elet tzadeh. V'lo baruach. There's no koach in his libuy to be melabah the madura, the kol amadura. And the ruach doesn't have a koach to be melabah kol amadura either. The whole thing. Elet tzadeh echad the madura libohu. But Sad Echad Liba HaRuach, he's Malabe one side of the Madura. The Ruach is Malabe the other side of the Madura. Him Lohoisa Madura Mislabe Kiyamit Sad Echad Hayaholech Vekov and Mach Meshu Muat. If the Madura wouldn't be Mislabe mi Beit Zachen, right? Beit Tzadim, right? If from both sides the Ruach is not going to be Mislabe, then it's not going to turn into a big fire and it's not going to last. It's not going to cause a hezek. Because it's not so big. Right, the liba mitzarechad, liba mitzaracher, each one independently is not so big. But umachma sheho ishos mischabros yachad miskadeles hoesh umazekes. Because the ishos are big, meaning kol echad, each side of the medura, because there's a liba on each side of the medura, they're big enough that the ishos can be mischabros. So once the ishos are mischabros together, so then the ish can be mazek. But it turns out that the Adam and the Ruach are not really misayeya each other directly. Each one's working on a different part of the Madura, but together, somehow, because the Ishos are mischabros, that's how the Ish is going to be mazni. Flo domi hashto lezor v'ruach misayato d'mashaliba lo siyeya ha'ruach klum. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Why is it not like zor v'ruach misayato? Because by zor v'ruach misayato, the Adam and the Ruach are working mamish together. He's throwing it up. The Zrika is separating the psalos from the ochel. The ruach is separating the psalos from the ochel. The mamash working together. Here they're not working together. The Adam is working on one side of the Madura, the Ruach is working on the other side of the Madura, and somehow the Isha is not going to be Meschavos Biachad, and that's going to make an Eish that can be Mazik. So that's different than Zorah V'Ruach Misayatam. What's the difference? So what that he's working on one side, and the Ruach is working on a different side, but they're working in the same direction. They're working on different parts of the Madura, and then the Isha is Meschavos Yachad, so they're Mitzdarif together, the Kochos are Mitzdarif together to make an Eish. What's Tais is saying? Well, what's the second Pshat? I see how it's not the same as Rashi. He's saying there is some kind of a Tzir Fakochos, but not enough to be like Zorah V'Ruach Masayata. Why not? So it seems like what Tosis is... It seems like what Tosis is saying is that it's not that the Odom and the Ruach are really working together. What's the value of the fact that the person is going to be Malabah the Eish Mitzad Echad on one side of the Zorah? What's he doing? What's he doing? He's preventing the Madura from going out. Right? He's preventing the Madura from going out. So because he's preventing the Madura from being miskabah, from petering out, so that allows the Ruach to exert its koach and to make its own ish. If the person were not Malaba on his side, so then that side of the fire would be covered. If that side of the Madura is covered, then the koch of the Ruach wouldn't be able to accomplish anything. So it's not that the koch of the Adam and the koch of the Ruach are really mitzdarif together. They're not mitzdarif together in libuy ha'esh. No, the Adam, the libuy of the Adam, preserves the fire. It's shomer the fire. It's shomer the fire enough that the koch of the Ruach is able to be megadel the esh. The Ruach is megadel his side, the Adam is megadel his side, but by themselves they can't do anything. If they were only exist by themselves, because the other side is holichu meskabeh, so then the libuy of each party, the libuy of the Adam, the libuy of the Ruach, would not be enough to make this fire big. But the other side is shomer on the fire enough that now the koach of the Adam and the koach of the Ruach, taka, can make an esh. That's what Tosis is saying. They're not really mitzdarif together in the Maisa HaLibui. It's just that the Libui of the other party is shomer on the Eish enough that the Libui of the second party is going to accomplish something. So it's a funny type of tziruf. It's not a direct tziruf HaKochos in the Libui itself. But there is some kind of a tziruf. It's just because it's not a direct tziruf HaKochos in the Libui itself, that's why the person is going to be pater. So the person's going to be potter because the Ruach is not really operating on the Madura in the same place as the Adam. It's operating differently. It's just the Adam is shomer for the Ruach. The Ruach is shomer for the Adam. So since they're not operating directly in the Maisa HaLibui itself, that's why we're not going to be Mechayiv. Okay, this is the first Pshat in the Gemara. Abai. Questions?
If we're saying that the Ruach is just a shomer for the Malabah, doesn't that make the guy the soul
Malabah
and be more of a
Tzadik Mechayim? No, because he can't accomplish anything by himself. Right? If only his side is going to be Meslabah, so then the other side is going to go out, and then it's going to cause his side to be extinguished too. So he needs the Ruach, but the Ruach's Libui is not actually working together with his Libui. It's like it's playing a subordinate role to his Libui. And his Libui is playing a subordinate role to the Libui of the Ruach. It's not a direct connection. It's not a direct tziruf. That's why he's partner. It's a subordinate. It's tofel. His Libui is tofel to the Libui of the Ruach. The Libui of the Ruach is tofel to his Libui. So it's a funny middle ground, right? It's not that they're mitzdarif together in the Iker HaLibui. They're mitzdarif only in the sense that you need the subordinate koach, because if not, then the Libui of the Adam, the Libui of the Ruach, is not going to accomplish anything. So they are mitzdarif, but since they're not mitzdarif directly in the Maisa Libui, that's why the God is going to be part of it. Yes?
Abaye's answer, according to Tosfos, kind of sounds like Shia Bishmira, but would it work if it was Mammon?
You're saying the first answer of Tosfos? That there's no Pshia?
Yeah.
Why can't it work according to both? If he had no way of knowing that the Ruach's Libui was going to accomplish anything, so he's an onus. So even if the Mechayiv in this case, Mammon, is the Maisa Hezek, but if he's an onus Bishmira, so then he's going to be Potter also. It's both. It's not a pshia, and it is an onus. So however you slice it, he's not going to be chayav for this nezek. Okay, I think it works out according to both shittas. Okay, this is the first pshat in the Gemara. It comes to Gemara and offers another approach. Rava. Rava Amar Yon Shaliba Baruch Metsuya V'Lib Saruch Baruch Sheinu Metsuya. This is the simplest of the approaches. We've already discussed this in Tosis and Daf Nitzas on the base. What does Rava say? Rava says, right, as Rashi explains, Yon Shaliba Baruch Metsuya Shemaschil L'Labos L'Hoysa Haruach Nosheves B'Chazkav L'Hoya Mavir B'Kach V'Bos Baruch Sheinu Metsuya V'Lib Sa D'Mils L'Sol Kadaytuhu. That the difference is that there was no ruach she'ena metzuya at the time that he was malaba. When the Adam started to be malaba, there was no ruach she'ena metzuya. The ruach she'ena metzuya came afterwards. So even though we say when it comes to eish, if you have a ruach metzuya that comes after the ma'isa, Adam is chayev, koach hacham u'urba was chayev by eish, that's only if it's a ruach metzuya. But if it's a ruach she'ena metzuya, that the person had no way of knowing that it was going to come, so if the Ruach Sheinu Metsuya is there before he begins, so then of course he should be chayav for that. Because that's the situation, it's the circumstance and the context that he's in. The Taka should be chayav. But if the Ruach Sheinu Metsuya came afterwards, so then there was no way that he should have known that the Ruach Sheinu Metsuya was coming. He's not a posheh, so then he's going to be potter. Then he's going to be potter. Okay, this is what Rashi means here in Daf Samach, and Tosis elaborated. Right, Tosis on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, in his pshat, right, against the Ri, Tosis in his own pshat said that our Gemara is talking Baruch Sheinu Metsuya, like Rava. He liked the Lashon of Rava. He's talking Baruch Sheinu Metsuya, but the whole chiluk is the Ruach coming before, coming afterwards. If the Baruch Sheinu Metsuya exists when the Adam is coming to be Malaba the Esh, then he's responsible for that Ruach. If it only comes later, then he had no way of knowing that the Ruach was going to come, and then he's not going to be responsible. Okay, this is teretz number two. That's the easiest of all. We've already discussed it. Comes the Gemara and offers a third answer, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira Amarki on the Tzomra Tzimure. Rabbi Zeira says, why is the Malaba Potter main Bilibuya Kadela Labosa? Tzomra Tzimure. What does that mean? So Rashi writes, Loshon Ishta Tzimirta Chamimus, Klomar Shlo Nofach Mamash Shlo Benishima, Kadera Chamachamim Benishimosa. There's someone who blows on his hands in the winter time, so he wants to warm up his hands. So that's not a liba. Liba means to fan the fire. But just blowing on your hands, kederach neshima ba'alma, ain't a liboy klal. That's not a liboy. That's why the Braisa says that the malaba is not responsible, because he's not doing a liboy. We're talking b'chai gavna that he's not doing a liboy. Only the ruach is doing a liboy. Only the Ruach is doing a Libra. Interesting. What does Taisa say? The Bizera Amar Kiyom Ditzamra Tzimurei Lo Nafach Ba'or Kei Neshiva Saruach Halachom Hevel Piv Hotzi Ala Or Lo Labosa Yachi Kamer Yesh Bliba B'fnei Asma Kadei Lo Labos Chayef Im Lav Pot Afal Pisha B'siyu Haruach Malabem. Even though the Ruach and the Gavra Mitztarev, but lo havelei lasuke adaita shetzitzdarev neshiva saruach letzimu shalom v'yistayeya al yodo lulabos. Even though they all mitztarev together, but the person had no way of knowing that this was going to happen. Lo shchiyah shetzitzdarev neshiva saruach imatzimu lesayo ki hem mekalkulim zeze al v'shishnei mitzad echad ki atzimu cham v'haruach cham. Says Taisus, the normal course of events is that a tzimur, if someone blows on his hands to warm them up, that's not going to be mitztarif with a ruach. Why? Because the tzimur is cham and the ruach is kar. They're different kochos. I'm not sure what that means. The chor, it's all the blowing. It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. Apparently there's a difference whether it's hot or cold. Somehow the cold causes a greater koach halibui in the fire. I don't know. But Tosis says, since the kochos are different, the tzimur and the libui are not the same, so it's not normal for them to be mitztarif. Notice, Tosis is taking the same pism that he had from before. That it's not that there isn't a tzir of hakochos. Avada is a tzir of hakochos. It's just it's not normal for these kochos to be mitztarif together. So it's not the responsibility of the individual, of the Adam, to think that the ruach is going to be mitztarif with his koach, and that's why he's not going to be chayav. Against Rashi, Nochamal, Rashi explains Rabbi Zeira the same way as he explained Abaye, that the Brice is talking about a situation where the Malaba is not really Malaba. He's doing something, but there's not in his koach to accomplish anything. It's not a real libui. It's not a libui. It's either mitzaracher, or it's tamet sumuri. It's not accomplishing anything. But Tosis doesn't want to learn like that, because Tosis l'shitasam holds that you have to give a case where there is some kind of tzir fakochos. There's no tzir fakochos. There's no havani. There should be a problem. There's no chiddush in the braisa b'chalal. So that's why Tosis interprets differently. Josh?
What does Tosis mean when he says,
If somehow in the tzimur, even though it's cham, there's enough koach in the tzimur to be malaba the fire, so then he'll be chayiv. Right? But if not, right? If not, that means that tzimur functions in a normal way.
Because like I thought we were saying that if, like, you never have to be a sugi dante for it to always be pater. He said, it seems like he's saying that now, if it was kli lovos, then you are chayav.
I guess he means that if you were malabe with a liboy kar, so then he'd be chayav, right? He's doing a liboy together with the ruasa. If he's malabe with a liboy kar, the normal type of liboy, then he's chayav. But if he's malabe with a libui cham, with the tzimur, since that normally is not mitzarev with the ruach, then he'll be potter, even if it turns out that he wasn't mitzarev with the ruach.
So kedei lalabos would be
tzimur. Tzimur. Yesh b'libui kedei lalabos would be
tzimur kar.
A libui, right, which is a libui, right? But ein bo kedei lalabos, that's a tzimur, that's where it's going to be cham, so then it's not going to be mitzarev. Taka is mitzdayef, but it's not normal for it to be mitzdayef. L'chora, Rashi's pshat is a little difficult. Think about it. What is Rashi saying? He's saying tzamer tzamure means that the malabe blew on the fire in a way that he's really not doing a libur. Tzimur cham, right? Tzimur cham. So if he only does a tzimur cham, so where's the libur coming from? We're talking about a situation where the fire actually got built up. So how did the fire get built up? The chard got built up exclusively through the koch of what? The koch of the ruach, right? If the malab is samrit samure, so his koch really shouldn't have accomplished anything. Rashi said that the malab was samrit samure. He blew on his hand. It's like he blew on the fire the way he would blow on his hands, just with hot air. So if that's the case, then there's no koach in the tzimra to be malab of the fire. So what's being malab of the fire? Chara, the koach of the ruach. So if the koach of the ruach is being malab of the fire, so shouldn't someone be chayiv here? Who should be chayiv? The Baal Ha'ish should be chayiv, right? Right? The one who puts the gachelas down should be chayiv. So it doesn't sound like that from the Brice. It sounds like everyone is potter. What is the Brice? The Brice is saying this individual is potter, but the Menachas Eitzim is chayiv. It's not mashma like that. It sounds like everyone is potter, right? If the Malaba has koach within his maisa, leave it to be Malaba, then he'll be chayiv. But if not, potter. But you're only talking about that individual. If he doesn't have koach in his maisa, leave it to be Malaba the fire, so then there is someone else who's going to be chayiv. It's not mashma from the Brice like that. Why not? Why is that not the case according to Rashi? Because according to Rashi, it turns out that the Ruach really did have koach to be malabe. According to Tosfos, the Ruach didn't have koach to be malabe by itself. We needed the koach of the Gavra. It's just he could never realize, right? He never thought that his Liboy, his Tzimur, was going to accomplish anything. But according to Rashi, he really did accomplish nothing. That's what Rashi is assuming. He did something that's not really a libui. Right? His tzimur, according to Rashi, is like jumping up and down in place. So if that's the case, so we see that the koch of the ruach led to the libui ha'esh. So the stomach of the menachas ha'etzim should be chayiv. It's not mashu from the braisa that anyone is chayiv. So how do we understand Rashi's pshat? Not only does it seem as though Rashi's pshat is not a chiddush in the braisa, that's the ikakash against Rashi. If you explain Rabbi Zeira the way Rashi is saying, so what's the kamash malan in the braisa? If the koach halib is only coming from the esh, so obviously the gavra is not going to be chayiv. But that's dama kasha. But another kasha is, it sounds like if there's no koch in the malabas libu to be malaba because it's samar samuri, so then everyone is potter. Why shouldn't the meniach ha'etzim b'chayim? L'chora, you're sort of led to believe that Rashi probably is taking which approach in the Rishonim? The Ra'ah and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? L'chora, the only way to explain Rashi is to assume that if you're Hanocha Sa'eitzim, Hanocha Sa'eish is Chaser Aliboy, so that's so fundamentally lacking in the creation of the Davar HaMazik that you can't be Chayim. Right, the libui is such an ikar part that we can't be mechayev someone who comes before the ma'isa libui. If the eish is just missing halacha sa'eish, you just have to move it to the location to be mazik the godish. So then we can be mechayev the person who put it in that place, who exposed it to the ruach, and now the ruach is going to be molech. But if it's chasa the libui, according to the Ra'ah and the Rabbeinu Peretz, you can't be mechayev meniach sa'eitzim because he's missing something in the davar mazik itself. So, b'pshuto, you have to explain Rashi that way. Unless you'll say that the Brice is not talking about anyone else, it's talking about this last individual. But if you assume the Brice is saying everyone is potter, both the Malaba and anyone else is potter from before because the Ruach is going to be Malaba the fire, so the only way to explain Rashi is to say that Rashi takes the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ra'ah's approach that that there's a difference between halacha sa'esh as opposed to libui ha'esh, and if you're missing libui ha'esh, you're missing something in the creation of the davar hamazik, and then you're not going to be able to be mechayev of the gav. That could be an approach b'das Rashi. Okay. Comes the Ra'ah in Shita Mekubetzes and offers a third approach. This is the last Shita in Packet 27. On page 2, the second sheet. Kigon shitzamret samure perish lalibosa kibichde shetosif ela shetamod. Kmo shehu. Shelo targa. Nahash galav kulun chavit. Boha ruach ulibsosa. The Ra'ah says, what does samret samure mean? Not like Rashi that he did nothing. Ein bo libui kalau. And not like Tosfis that there really was a tzirif hakofos. An active tzirif hakofos that the tzimur really was malaba the fire a little bit. There was some tzirif hakofos between the gavra and the ruach. But rather, it's a different type of libu that he did. He wasn't malaba b'chdei shetosif, ela shetamod. That the eish should stay where it is. It shouldn't be miskoben. Shouldn't go out. That's all he did. His kavana was that the libui should be mamed esoish. The hashta lav klum ka'avid. Baharuach v'libsa osa. And then the ruach came and was malabed. So that's why he's going to be potter. What's the Ra'ah saying? So he's towing the line, right? He's explaining similar to Rashi that the reason why the malabed is potter over here is because he didn't really do a maisa libui. But what does Samar Tzemure mean? It means he did a libui that's similar to a libui ha'esh, but his kavana wasn't to be mosif in the esh, just that the esh should be omed the way it is. So he wasn't magdil the esh, he just maintained it. So that's why he's not going to be chayif. It's not exactly the same as Rashi. Rashi says that he didn't do a libui b'chalal. There is no ma'isa libui. There's a ma'isa tzimur. Ma'isa tzimur is totally different than a ma'isa libui. The Ra'ah is saying, no, there's something very similar to the ma'isa tzimur and the ma'isa libui. The ma'isa tzimur is a libui to be mamid esa'ish. Itaka is a ma'isa libui, but it's not going to be magdal anything. So because it's not magdal the ish, that's why he's going to be potter. Why does he learn this middle ground? He takes this middle ground between Rashi and Tosfos. The Chora, the Ra'ah, is troubled with the second kasha that we asked on Rashi. What's the kamash malan of the Braisa? What's the chiddush? If he's not doing anything, if his mice is totally different, he's breathing hot air, right? And his hot air is totally different than the mice of Libra, so then what's the havin? Of course he's potter. What's the shaila here? Comes the Ra'ah and says, no, he did do a mice of Libra. There's nothing so fundamentally different, hot, cold, there's nothing fundamentally different between Simur as opposed to Libui. What's different is that he did it in a way that he's not going to be Magdal the Esh, he's only going to maintain the Esh. So the Kamash Malan is, you would think, once he does a Maisa Libui, his maisa liba is accomplishing something. It's helping the eish along. It's helping the eish along because now the eish is not going to be holich or miskabeh. So now it's helping the ruach along that now the liba haruach is going to be magdal the eish. So you would think that's enough of a tziruf to be mechayev the adam as well. Kamash mela no. Since his maisa liba is not magdal the eish, it's just maintaining the eish, he's going to be potter. It's similar to Tosis' second pshat within Abai, right? That the tziruf hakochos is not an actual tziruf in being magdal the eish, but rather each one, the adam and the ruach, are maintaining their side of the fire. The same thing over here. That tzimur is maintaining the fire and allowing the ruach to be mashpia on the fire, to affect the fire. So you would think, well, that's called a tziruf hakochos. So maybe I should be mechayev the gavra. Kamash Mala is not called a tziruf hakochos, and that's why he's going to be part. Right? This is the third sheet. Yes.
So far, we've asked twice at Rashi that.
What's the chiddush?
Yeah. So what is the
chiddush? I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. Rashi just explains the brayse kipshuto that if there's no koach within the gavra to be malaba the fire, then he's part. So what does it mean? There's no koach. If he's malaba, why is there no koach? He's interpreting in a way that there is no koach. That's the. I don't know. It's a good kasha. It's a talk of good kasha. The Rishonim thought it was a good kasha. So I'm not alone. It's really difficult. It's really a pell against Rashi. Yeah. I mean, if you learn some Tzemurei in Rashi, like the Ra'ah, that the blowing of the hot air does maintain the fire, so then there is a mokum for Rashi, Josh, right? Then there is a little bit of a chiddush. But if you just say Rashi holds that blowing the hot air doesn't accomplish anything, so then Taka, there is no chiddush in the Brayse. It's really a pel. Not sure. Okay, comes the Gemara and offers a fourth approach. Ravashi Omar. Ki amrin and zov ruch meseyato hanimili linyan Shabbos de meleches machsheves osre Torah. Rashi says there's a fundamental distinction between Nezokin as opposed to Shabbos. That in Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves is the Mechayev. So therefore, even if Zeinu Yochov, Zeinu Yochov, Zor V'Ruach Meseyatu is going to be Chayev, Meleches Machsheves says Rashi, Neskaima Machshato, Denichalei V'Ruach Meseyatu. If Nichalei Bezriya, Nichalei V'Ruach Meseyatu, then he's going to be Chayev. But by Nezokin, Zokravashi, no. There's no din of Meleches Machsheves, it's a function of whether you're actually accomplishing. So since by Nezokin, there's a ptur of Grama b'Nezokin, so if the koch of the Malaba, the koch of the Ruch are not enough to be Malaba the fire independently, so then you're going to be Potter. Then you're going to be Potter. Says Tosfos. Ravashi Omar ki amin zov ruach mesayato hanimil lin shabbos de melechos machsheves os vetor ukshagorim lizros haruach hamesayato havi melechos machsheves by zorev it is a melechos machsheves if the ruach is mesayay v'lohachi chai begrama zriya zu aval osa maisa shel zriya b'fnei atzmo lo ikri aval osa maisa shel zriya b'fnei atzmo lo ikri. What does that mean? He's a Gorem Esazriya if it is Zor of Ruach Meseyato. He's not Osem Mais Ezriya. He's Gorem Esazriya. He's not Osem Mais Ezriya. Lekach, Hocha, Lomikri Mavir, Ela Gorem, Gehatorah Lochiva, Ela HaMavir, Velo HaGorem Havara, Ayde Ruach HaMeseyato. Lachi Chashiva, HaGroma, Lenin HaEsh, Kechol Shah Groma, Ostekam LaGroma, Ben Ezakim Potter. What does Taisa say? Zor of Ruach Meseyato, he's just a Gorim Ba'alma. He's Gorim the Zriya. He's not doing a Maisa Zriya. Neither one is doing a Maisa Zriya. If Ze'en Yochav is Ze'en Yochav, the Gavra and the Ruach are both incapable of doing the Zriya by themselves, so they're both a Gorim as a Zriya. But Lagabe Shabbos, since everything is a function of whether it's Meleches Machsheves, even Gromas Hazriya is enough to be Chayiv. Groma B'Shabbos is Chayiv, it would seem. Ravashi's Chiddush. That Groma B'Shabbos is Chayiv. We're going to have to understand if that's really true. We'll see. It's Hashem. Is that really true? Groma on Shabbos is Chayiv. But that's what his assumption is. the grama on Shabbos is chayav, or grama by Zora is chayav. Maybe it's something unique to the malach of Zora. We'll see. But grama on Shabbos, there is a context where grama on Shabbos is going to be chayav. But by Nezakin, grama by Nezakin is potter. And Ze'en Yochel is only a grama. By Eish, the Torah says, Shalom Yishalom Hamavir Sabe'era, you need a Maisa Havor. So if it's only a gram Havor, you're going to be potter. That's Rav Ashi's sheet. The grama is potter ben Nezakin because Hamavir Sabe'era, Hamavir Sabe'era, you have to have a Maisa Havor. So Lechora, at first glance, Tosis Pshat is very difficult. How do we understand this? Lechora, every Eish is just a grama ba'alma, no? Every Eish, what happens? A person is meniach ha'sa'itzim, he lights a fire, and then the Ruach takes it for a ride, kol hachacham urgo. So if we say that grama ben-nezakin will pater this case of Eish, where the Ruach is mitzdarif to the libu ha'eish, so then Lechora, in every case of Eish, you shouldn't be chayav, because you need the Ruach to be molech ha'sa'ish. You need the Ruach to be molech ha'sa'ish. So according to Tosfos, according to this idea, that Rav Ashi holds that you're potter if the Ruach's libui is necessary in order to cause the nezer, because Graham ben Azak and potter, so you should be potter for every ish. And don't tell me that there's a difference between halacha sa'esh and libui ha'esh. Tosfos didn't learn like that. There have been parents and there are all learned like that, but Tosfos said it's dachta zel bazach. Right? That even if you need the Ruach for the libui ha'esh, it doesn't matter. The Gavra did the Hanacha Sa'etzim. Now the Ruach is coming and it's going to be Malaba the Eitzim. You should be Chayah for that, says Taisis. There's no Chilah between Halacha Sa'esh and Liyah. So what's Rav Ashi saying? Rav Ashi says that Grama by Eish is going to be Potter. That's partially not true. Every Eish has a Grama. Not every Eish. Sometimes we can have an Eish where the Eish moves naturally even without a Ruach. There is such a concept. A person lights a fire, and as it consumes whatever it's eating, the Eish moves. But it's clear that a classical example of Eish is where the Ruach actually has to be Molech as a Eish, and the Eish doesn't move by itself. And Tosis on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis expanded that even if you need the Ruach to be Malaba the Eish, that's also going to be Mechayev the Gavra. The Hanocha, the Meniach as a Eitzim is going to be Chayev, even if he needs the Koach HaRuach to be Malaba the Eish. So what's Rav Ashi saying? Grama by Eish is part? That's partially not true. Posh not true. Under the Pnei Yeshua and says no. There's a difference between this case and a classical case of Eish. What are you chayev for an Eish? What's the mechayev? Pnei Yeshua isolates two different mechayevim in Eish. He says if someone is meniach esa eitzim, he puts the takola down. So hanochas ha takola is mechayev by Eish. That's one way to be chayev by Eish. What's the mechayev for Eish? Zok to Pnei Yeshua, one way is Hanochas HaTakol. And the other is what? What was the other way to be chayev? The other chelik? Yes. Halochas HaEish, exactly. Being Molech HaEish. Those are the two ways that someone can latch on to Eish and be chayev. So he says, if a gavra was meniach es hatakola, he was meniach es ha'etzim, and then the ruach did everything else, the ruach did the libui, and it was molech the eish to the godish. So then it turns out that the gavra did hanoch es hatakola, the ruach did holoch es ha'eish, because libui, in a sense, is part of holoch es ha'eish. It enables the fire. It enables the fire to move. So that gavra, the person who's meniach es ha'etzim, he'll be chayev, right? Because he was meniach es ha'takola. He was meniach es ha'takola. He's maver es ha'be'era because he was meniach es ha'takola. That's why Tosis on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis says that even if you didn't do a libui at all, right? You are meniach es ha'etzim, so you got the ball rolling. You were meniach es ha'takola. There is some takola in what you did, but you need something to give your Eish legs, right? You need it to give it flight. So that's where the Ruach kicks in. The Ruach is Molech Esa Eish, but the Libu is part of being Molech the Eish. So as long as you did what you had to do to be Meneach Esa Takola, the Torah is going to be Mechayev. You are called Maver Saver, and you'll be Chayev. But if you were not Meneach Esa Takola, you weren't meniach ha'sa'etzim, then the only way to be mechayev you is if you're molech ha'sa'esh lagamri. Right? If you're molech ha'sa'esh. So if the malabe needs the ruach, if he was only gorem the libo, he still needs the ruach to be malabe. So it turns out you can't be mechayev in bechlal. For hanochas atakola, you can't be mechayev because he didn't put the eitzim here. For halochas ha'esh, you can't be mechayev him either because he needs the ruach. So it's up to Perishua. That's why Tosfos says Ravashi holds grama by esh in this case is going to be potter because this grama is in the second chelik of the mechayev for esh. Tosfos and Daphnan Tesamabez was saying that if the gavra can be held culpable, can be held responsible for the first chelik of age, the first mechayev in age, hanachas atakola. So then it doesn't matter that the ruach is doing the libud. For hanachas atakola, it can be mechayev the odom. But if the hanachas atakola was not done by the malabe, right, it was done by someone else, so then what are you trying to be mechayev him for? Halachas ha'esh, but he didn't do that ma'isa completely. The ruach had to be misayeh him. He had to be mitzdarev with him. So there's no way that you can be mechayev him for anything. Right, you can't be mechayev him for hanachas atakola because he didn't do that. You can't be mechayev him for halacha seish either because he needs the ruach to be mesayeh him in the libui. So that's why he's going to be potter. Okay, this is the Pnei Yeshua's beer in Tosfos. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and adds a wrinkle. And this wrinkle turned the world upside down. Aharon and Pilpul about this part of the Pnei Yeshua. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, well, once I've told you what I've told you, I think we can raise the bar even a little bit. I'd be willing to posit to you that even if the Meniach Es HaEitzim and the Malabe are the same person, Zok to Pnei Yeshua, as long as the Ruach has to be Messiah in the Libui, he should be Potter anyway. Till now I've described how if the Meniach Es HaEitzim is a different individual, this one person is Meniach Es HaEitzim and another comes in his Malabe together with the Ruach, so I might be Mechayev, I'm not going to be Mechayev the Meniach Es HaEitzim. Right, I'm not going to be mechayev the meniach es ha'etzim because he. No, if the meniach es ha'etzim put the etzim down, he put the takala down, and then the ruach does everything else, then I'll be mechayev the meniach es ha'etzim. If the meniach es ha'etzim did his job, but then the libui was done through a malaba and through the ruach, so then I'm not going to be mechayev anyone, not the malaba, not the meniach es ha'etzim. Right, we put this on the board yesterday. Let's chaz. Okay. If echad hiniach es ha'etzin, and then the ruach liba v'holich, so the gav is going to be chayef, right? The meniach is chayef because of hanochas. If echad hiniach es ha'etzim, and then melabe liba chetzi, beruach liba chetzi, kulam ptur. Why? Why would you think that the meniach es ha'etzim should be chayev in this case? He should be chayev for what? For what mechayev esh? Hanachas atakola, no? Didn't he put the eitzim down? Hanachas atakola. Yeah, but the problem is you can't be mechayev him for hanachas atakola unless the hanachas atakola would naturally lead to a hezek. But if the koach haruach is not enough to be malaba the esh, so it wouldn't lead to a hezek, so then meniach es ha'etzim is going to be potter. But the malaba is going to be potter as well, because what did he do? Hanachas atakola? He didn't do that. Holachas ha'esh? He didn't do that because he needs the ruach. So everyone's potter in that case. Everyone's potter in that case. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. That's Prat and Tosfos. That if there's a tzirah between the malaba and the ruach, that's Grama ben Azok, and Rav Ashi holds that's going to be potter. Everyone's going to be potter. The Meniach HaSeitzim is also potter. Malaba is also going to be potter, because there's no way to be mechayev either one. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and adds number three. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, I think in light of two, in light of the lumbus of two, I think even if Echad hiniach es ha'etzim. V'hameniach libachetzi. V'ruach libachetzi. He's also part. It's one individual doing both. He's also going to be part. What? Says the Peshua, I think Misvara put the Svara together. You shouldn't be able to be Mechayef him either. Why? What do you want to be Mechayef him for? Hanochas HaTakala? No, but at the time that he was Meniach the Takala, there was no Koach in that Takala to do Nezek because the Ruach, the Koach Tivi, was not going to be able to accomplish anything. He would have to do more. Right? The B'shas HaNochas HaTakala, his action is not enough to cause a Nezek. He needs the Ruach. And the Ruach is not going to be strong enough. The Ruach Mitzvah is not going to be strong enough. What do you want to say? Be mechayev him for what? Holocha sa'esh. You can't be mechayev him for that either. He was only malaba chetzi. So Zog the Pnei Yeshua, you can't be mechayev him b'chlal. Even though all you have is this gavra working with the Ruach, Zog the Pnei Yeshua, he says, I think according to the logic that we're setting up, he can't be mechayev in this case either, because what are you mechayev him for? Hanochas atakola? It wasn't strong enough. Halacha sa'esh, he's only malaba chetzi because you need the ruach, so you can't be mechayev him at all. He's going to be potter in ganz. He says, "I'll give you a dimyan. I'll give you a dimyan, and I'll give you a raya. The dimyan is zara kli me rosh agag. We had this case in the second parak. Let's say someone throws a kli from rosh agag, vayu tachtav kar maksasis, and there were pillows on the bottom, vahu kadam vesilkan, and he then went and took the pillows away. Zokt rabba, he's potter. It's potter. Why? Because be'idna the kashoda mifsagire, when he threw the kelim mifsagire, his arrow of his nezek had a hefsik, meaning the kli is not a dover hanishba, it's not a dover hanizik because it wasn't going to be damaged because there were pillows on the bottom protecting. You'll tell me let's be mechayev him for taking away the karmic sauces, the pillows. That's just the grama ba'am, the grama ba'nizak and potter. That's what the rabbi says. Comes up to Yeshua and says, that's Mamash our case. Right? At the time when the Gavra was Meniachas HaTakala, when he put the Eitzim down, it wasn't a Davar Mazik. It didn't have the Koach to be Mazik because the Ruach is only going to give half the Koach of Libur. At the time of Halachas HaEish, it's just a Gram Va'alma because he only did half the Libur. So he can't be Mechayiv and Bechlau. It's Mamash the same as Rabbah's case, says the Pnei Yeshua. That's the Dimi. And he says, and you know what? It's not my chiddush. Tosfos says this himself. Tosfos? Yeah. The next Tosfos. The Hoch. Courts of Art and Tosfos. One liner. The one liners are always the best. The Hoch, Abraham ben Izakin, Zab Tosfos, Vitolkach Nira, Dim Shnayim Heviu Eitzim Ve'ur Velibu Shnayim, Ve'im B'chalecha Kedei L'Labos Potra. Ravashi says that Ein Belibu Kadela Labosa, if the Malaba does Chatzi and the Roth does Chatzi, is Potter. Abtais is Mitoch Kach. If you'll say Grama ben Izakin is Potter by Eish, then I think the same thing would be true. If two people bring Eitzim, the Ur, two people are Malaba these Eitzim, and each one only has Chatzi Koach Halibu in it, they're both going to be Potter. That's what should come out. Grama ben Izakin is Potter. V'teimahu. And it's a tamer. Just a second. Is it potter or not potter? Tosfos says, according to the logic, it should be potter. It's a pella that it should be potter. But it's true. Zok de Pershua, that's mamish what I just told you. Right? Shnayim sheviu or ve'etzim v'libu b'yachad. So no one did, it's ze'en yochol v'ze'en yochol. They can't do it by themselves. Right? Maybe it's even ze'yochol v'ze'yochol in the hanochas ha'etzim, but ze'en yochol in the libu. And you tell me that both of them are potter. So mamish, in my case, he should be potter too. He was meniachas ha'etzim. He was meniachas ha'takola, but there's no koach in the takola to do nesek. Then he did half a libui, so there's no way that you can be mechayev of him. So he says, I think there's a riot to what I said from Rabbah. And Tosfos says the same thing as what I said as well. Ad kanfo. Yeshua finishes up. He says, that's it. It's obvious. It's obvious this is the pshat. He says, "Hutzrachti laharich b'dvarim pshutim umuvu orim b'loshen tosis ke lahotzi milev hamasmiim." ulahakel al hamaay. I wanted to make it easy. You know, everyone's so confused. They shouldn't be confused. Look at Tosfos. See, Mamish says exactly what I'm saying. At Kandavar. So all the Achonim say, really? Is that really what Tosfos said? Lahokel? Was this Mekel? It's a tremendous Chiddush, what he says. Tremendous Chiddush. Is that really what Tosfos is saying? So others claim it's not really what Tosfos is saying. Yeshua is saying a Chiddush in Tosfos. L'chor is right from Tosfos is not a rhyme. Taisus is talking about Shnayim Sha'asu by Eish. Shnayim Sha'asu is a Ptur by Eish because if one individual doesn't do a Maisa Havar, he doesn't do a full Maisa by himself, then you can't be Mechayev him. Right? The Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom HaMavres HaBe'era, it's got to be Mavres HaBe'era, he has to do a Maisa Havar. So if Shnayim Sha'asu, two people are doing Hanochas HaEitzim and the Liboy, then you can't be Mechayev either one of them because it's Shnayim Sha'asu, they're doing it together. He says, Bechlal, what does that mean? Why is Shnayim Sha'asu Pater by Esh? What does Taisus mean? Why is Shnayim Sha'asu Pater by Esh? Many point out that when it comes to Bor, the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph says that Bor Shel Shnei Shudfim is Pater. And the Gemara says, what's the example of Bor Shel Shnei Shudfim? That the Bor was already dug 9 Tfachim, and Bo Shnayim V'oku Chulya Achas. Right? They took out the last chulia, the last piece of dirt in the bar, and they'll mash them at Asara, so then they're both going to be chayv. Do you find when it comes to bar, Shnayim Sha'asu is chayv? This episode over here, when it comes to Eish, Shnayim Sha'asu is potter. So the Birkei Shmuel wants to suggest that Eish is different. You need a Maisa Havara. Shalom, Shalom, Hamavra, Saba'eri. You need a Maisa Havara by Eish, so that's why Shnayim Sha'asu is different. By bar, it's not the same. By bar, the Mechayev can be Balabor Yeshalim. As long as you own the Bor, you're going to be Chayev. So we have a concept of Shutfis. You can own the Bor together. So if Shnayim Okru Chulya Achas, Shnayim Okru Chulya, Vishlimo La'asara, so then the Shnayim are both Bali Abor. They both own this Bor because they dug the Bor. So even though you'd say Shnayim Sha'asu is not called a Maisa, but the reality is, since they both did it together, they're Bali Abor, so they can be Chayev for being Balabor. But the Birkei Shmuel says, but by Eish, you need a Maisa Havara. You can't do a Maisa with another person. Shnayim Sha'asu was never considered a Maisa. So if it's not a Maisa Havara, you can't be Mechayev them for Eish. Right? You need a Maisa Havara in order to be Chayev. That's the whole Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asu. That's what Tosfos is saying, that if you hold that Grom ben Zakkan is Potter, that if you do half a Maisa in Eish, you're going to be Potter. So Shnayim Sheinichu Asa'etzim, Shnayim Sheviv Asa'etzim Esa'ur, V'libu, they're going to be Potter because there is no Maisa Havar on the part of either one. There is no Maisa Havar on the part of either one. Because you need two Anoshim, two people together, to do the Maisa. Right? Two people together make a Maisa. But two people together don't make a Maisa Al Pidin. It's not a Maisa Havar, so that's why they're going to be Potter. But is that relevant to our case, the case of the Pnei Yeshua? Or not. What's the comparison between the Pnei Yeshua's case and Tosfos' case? Tosfos is talking about that there are two people who together are making this fire work, making this fire being mazik. So Shnayim Sha'asu is not called a Maisa Havar, so that's why you're going to be Potter. But the case of the Pnei Yeshua is where you have one gavra, one individual. He's Menech HaSa'etzim, and he's Malava the fire. So I understand you can split it up into two Mechayivim, but Tachlis, what's happening over here? There's an Adam and a Ruach working together. If Korach Acham Urbo always says that a person can be chayev for whatever ma'isa he does related to an eish, as long as after what he does, the ruach can finish the job. Again, this is Tosfos, right? Tosfos and Daf Nun Tes says even if the ruach has to do the libui, it doesn't matter. Without the gavra, the eish wouldn't accomplish anything. If he's meniach es hatakola, then the ruach can finish the job. So then, why should it matter if he did half the libui? The reality is, you're not introducing another gavra over here. So if you're not introducing another gavra, so then he's the man. It's a Maisa Havara. Right? Why should it be any less of a Maisa Havara if he's only doing half of the libui? You're not introducing another person over here. Shnayim Sha'asu is only a din if there's another gavra. But all of Eish is where the Ruach is involved in the process. That's never a problem here. So why does it matter that the Libui is split into two parts, that the Gavra and the Ruach are coming together? Eish always is a situation where the gavra is mitzarev to the koach haruach, and he's going to be chayev as a result of that. This has nothing to do with what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is talking about where there are two anoshim working together. That shneim sha'asu. There's no ma'aseh avar, so there's going to be potter. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about that one individual is involved. If one individual is involved, so what? That you can split up the libra into two parts. He's doing half the libra. The ruach is doing half the libra, but he's the only one here. And Eish always is a situation where the ruach is going to be mitzarev to the koach of the gavra. Let me point out that the Rai of the Pnei Yeshua from Tosis is not such a Rai. How about Rabba? Right? Pnei Yeshua says it's mamash the same as Rabba. Zorakli may Rosh Agag, Vayusham, Karm Ksosos, who called him a silk on his potter. Is this mamash the same as Rabba? Isn't this mamash the same as Rabba? What do you think? Why over here should we be mechayvim? Right, in the case of the Pnei Yeshua, right, he's meniach eso etzim, and he's malaba chatzim. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say he's potter. First of all, Tosfos, and secondly, Rabba. So why should we say over here the gavra should be chayiv as opposed to Rabba where the gavra is potter?
Didn't we have that Rabba is one who holds that there's no distinction between grama and grami?
That's a machlokas harishon. Right, they talk about that, the Das Rashi, the Ramban, and Rashi, but it's a possibility, but not everyone holds like that.
No, but then that would be a big difference, because here would be a case of Garmi if one person is doing the whole thing, so you would say that is very obviously going to be
okay, not. So if you assume that Rabba is Lishitasa, that he holds, again, that Grama, the Rabba holds what? The Rabba holds that Garmi is Potter, not just Grama, he holds Garmi is Potter, so then
there's no raya, because in his case,
so he would hold Gami as potter, but since we pass him Gami as chayv, so there's going to be, okay, I hear, that's good answer. Sharif kite. I think there's a simpler answer. Why are you potter in the case of Rabba? He throws the kli from the Rosh Hagag. Right? Did he do anything at that point? What did he do? Threw the kli off the Rosh Hagag, that's a Maisa Hezek, right? Is that a Maisa Hezek? He throws the kli from the Rosh Hagag. So if there are Karl Luxosas there, he didn't do a Maisa Hezek at all. There's no Maisa Hezek. You did nothing that should lead to a Maisa Hezek. You haven't begun the process of a Maisa Hezek at this point. Because the karmic sauces are there. Then Kadam Basilka. Did he do a Maisa Hezek when he was Kadam Basilka? No, he's not operating on the Kli. There's a Kli flying, but he pulls. It's just a Grama Ba'alma. It's a Grama Ba'alma. He's not doing a direct Maisa Hezek on the Kli. So at no point in time can you point to a Maisa Hezek on the part of the Gavra. Maybe that's why Rabbi says that you're potter. But here, in this case again, that the Meniach HaSa'etzim was then Malaba Lachatzoyin, and the Ruach helped him out. There's no Maisa Hezek over here. When he was Meniach HaSa'etzim, did he not start the process of a Maisa Hezek? Avada, he started the process of a Maisa Hezek. You can't say that there's no Maisa Hezek over here. Can't say that there's no Maisa Hezek over here. He was Meniach HaSa'etzim. I know what you're going to say, but there was no, without a Libuy, it wouldn't accomplish anything, right? Yeah, but at the moment that he's Malaba now, right, can you say that it's just a Grama Ba'alma now? You're not going to even tariff what he did before to what he's doing now. He's the individual who's, it's not just a Grama Ba'alma. Right, in the case where he takes away the karma ksasas, he's not operating on a davar mazik, he's not operating on the kli. He's just taking away the karma ksasas. Well, what's he doing? Here, he's adding to the hanachas ha'etzim that he did before. So here I can hear someone saying that all of his actions are in the direction of creating hezek over here. He needs the ruach. But all of his actions are in the direction of creating the hezek. So if in a regular case of Eish, Karach, Hachem, Urbo is not a Ptur, so here also it shouldn't be a Ptur. Rab is a totally different case. When he throws that Kli, there's no Maisa Hezek there Bechlal. Right? It's like throwing a feather out the window. What's that? I mean, he's throwing a Kli out the window. So if there were no karmic sources, but there's nothing, he didn't do anything that can cause a Hezek. Here, he put the fire down. Question is that the Karach to move? So... okay, but there's a davar mazik over here. There's a davar mazik that he's creating. The question is, does it have legs? Does it have legs? He was meniach as a takola, but it has to have a holocha too. But there was a takola that he that he was meniach, so you could say that he started the process. So now, even though he did half of the libuy, but he's finishing the process together with the ruach, so maybe a taka could be mechayev him. Eitan?
Why should we say that being meniach itzim is less of a maisa hezek than throwing a kli out the window?
No, way? More of a maisa hezek. Being meniach itzim is more of a maisa hezek than throwing a kli out the window.
Why the throwing kli out the window is going to land on karmic tzelso? Because if it's only al tanai, that it's going to land on karmic tzelso. So once you remove that tanai.
You're totally changing the situation over there. You're totally changing the situation. You're saying here the libuy of the Adam is also changing the situation.
Right.
No, but again, he creates a davar hamazik. He created the Eish definitely has a koch to be mazik. It has a koch to be mazik right there. Question is whether it has a koch to be mazik in the second location. But it does have a koch to be mazik here. To be mazik the godish, it needs wings, it needs legs. But it's a davar hamazik even now. So he did do something. So maybe then we should be able to be mitzdara if the libra that he does with the libra of the ruach to be mechayev him. But in the case of Rabbah, he did mamash gornish now. There's no maisa hezekiah bechlal. He didn't start anything. So there's no way to be mechayev him on either side.
Why did he not do a maisa hezek? Because if he's throwing it out the window, only if there's going to be karmic tzelso, so it's not going to break. So if he goes ahead and removes the karmic tzelso, so it should be an objective maisa hezek, but just in that... Under the circumstances that their karmic tzelsos are, then it won't be a maisa hezek.
I hear what you're saying, but there still is a split. He's not operating with the davar hamazik. He's operating with the davar hanizok. So until he removes those karmic tzelsos, this kli is not a davar hanizok. We don't see nezek over here. But when someone lights a fire, he's creating a davar hamazik. We see nezek here, right? It's a davar hamazik. It could be mazik right here. To be mazik there, it needs a koach to be mazik. But it could be mazik even here. So we do view him as starting the process. And once he started the process, even if he does here for libuy, then perhaps there's a reason to be mechayev him for his mice. Okay, stop here. I just want to add a brief thought from the question.